This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary Collins, MARIECOLLINS, date of birth 03/13/1972, date of appointment 1/28/2025, requesting physician Jane Carston, JANCARSTENS. Dear Dr. Carston, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Collins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 52-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. In November 2024, her right leg turned jello and she fell. She went to the emergency room. CT of the head done, which was read as negative. She is having dizziness and lightheadedness. Right leg is heavy. She is off balance. She fell due to lightheadedness and dizziness one another time period. She is having headache also. Headache in mal the right eye and right ear and right side of the head. She is having neck pain also. She will go for a vestibular rehab. She was seen by the cardiologist. She have a heart monitor on. Cardiologist said that it is low blood pressure. She work in the food area where she is lifting heavy things. Her left leg is okay, only right leg is weak, heavy. She does not have any numbness, no pain, having some backache. Hands are okay. She get headache about 2 times per week. It is on the right side of the head. Throbbing, pulsating, no nausea, no vomiting. With photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. She takes Advil. It helps a little bit. Past medical history. Dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Myalgia, headache, fibroid uterus. Hyperlipidemia. Depression. Paroxysmal positional vertigo, orthostatic hypotension, past surgical history, myringotomy, tympanostomy, appendectomy, allergy to penicillin, medication, clonazepam, buspirone, citalopram, social history. Does not smoke. She smokes cigarette but does not drink alcohol. She is working. She is married. live with the husband. Family is tea. Mother has a heart disease. Father, no significant medical problem. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she's having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 52-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, vertigo dizziness. Number 4, lumbar radiculopathy. Next paragraph. Her fall can be due to postural hypotension, migraine, or neuropathy. Dizziness is due to the low blood pressure. She already had MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound, and echocardiogram, which are within the normal limits. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremity and MRI of the LS spine. She needs physical therapy. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.